the relationship between parents and their children across society seems to have changed quite a lot over the course of my lifetime. But not all change is good change, not at all. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Bringing up children in this day and age, it's a challenge, isn't it? With all their 24/7 connectivity to their friends through their technology, it seems that those friends are having more of an influence on children's lives than their parents are. And that right there is pretty scary when you think about it. In fact, many parents, guilty as they feel for the paucity of time that they actually spend with their children these days, are intent on compensating for that with things, with giving their children whatever they want, by treating their children as their friends rather than their children. Let me let you in on a little secret. God never intended for you to be your child's friend. He intended for you to be their father or their mother, not just when they're young, but for the rest of their lives. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. You must honor and respect your father and your mother. Do this so that you will have a full life in the land that the Lord your God gives you. Our biggest job as parents is to teach our children to honor and respect their father and their mother. That means setting boundaries. It means disciplining them. It's an awesome responsibility. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes persistence. And it'll cause you a great deal of frustration. But that's the calling, because at the end of all that, according to this fifth of the Ten Commandments, lies a great blessing for your children from God. The calling is to be a parent. Friend doesn't even come close. That's God's word, fresh for you today. We tend to live life not thinking too much about the important things, things like our approach to being a parent or a grandparent. And yet God's word has so much wisdom, so much power to help us get those important things right. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.